Okay, people, it's hotel motel time now. Let's go.
I'm trapped.
Well, show's over, gear's loaded, merch money's been collected. It's time to gather the troops, do a head count, and get on the bus, Gus. 12 hours of road to the next gig, a few adult beverages, some slamming tunes, and endless road stories. Musicians love telling stories. Stories of sessions gone rogue, stories overheard in bars, stories of sketchy characters trying to close a shady deal. Outrageous stories, where someone narrowly escapes arrest, bankruptcy, divorce, or horrible pitch. Some of these stories are even true. You know the cut line for Vegas, right? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Well, long before that line was co-opted as the civic motto of Sin City, it used to be, what happens on the road stays on the road. My name's Matt Zimbel. Welcome to Road Stories, where what happens on the road goes on the radio. Tonight, we open in New York City, where it's really hard to find parking for a tour bus. The first time we played New York, we were driving the bus down Lexington Avenue. I looked out the window and saw my parents on the sidewalk. So we stopped, picked them up, even though they didn't have exact change.
Thank you.
That was Oregon with Over Your Shoulder from the 1997 record Northwest Passages. Oregon was founded in New York City in 1970, which makes them 50 years old next year. Can you imagine being in a group for 50 years? Now, one of the things about Oregon that I found odd was on iTunes, they classify them as New Age. Now, if I ever woke up in the morning and saw my band classified as New Age on iTunes, I'd be like, I need some music therapy. They call my music New Age. It's jazz, damn it. Don't call it New Age. In fact, my favorite moniker on iTunes would be Unclassifiable. Before Oregon, we heard from Toronto-born guitarist Matthew Stevens, who now calls New York City home, and his piece was called Ashes from the Woodwork Project. One of the things that musicians love to do on the road all the time is tell each other jokes. So let's gather in the back lounge here for a second. I got one for you, and it has a backstory. In the 1970s, my band Manteca was signed to a jazz fusion label in Los Angeles that was owned by the son of Lawrence Welk. You know Lawrence Welk, the king of the accordion, the prince of the polka. Now, there's a lot that can be said for polka. Not sure what, actually. But let's just say that Lawrence was known for creating music that was exceptionally dull, linear, safe. Now, Mr. Welk had a network TV show that ran for years. No, actually, it ran for centuries. So working with him as a musician was a stable, good gig, and he was known to take good care of his players, but he was also known as a ruthless band leader who tolerated no shenanigans. Now, you must note that in jokes that musicians tell, usually, almost 100% of the time, the band leader does not come out without being injured. We take you now to the set of the Lawrence Welk Show on a network soundstage in Los Angeles, California. The band is pumping away at yet another polka. Boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick. And the drummer hollers over to the bass player. Man, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to do a fill. Boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick. Bass player freaks out. Man, don't do it. You'll get fired. Boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick. Drummer says, I can't do it anymore, man. I can't take it. I can't do it. I'm going to do a tom fill. Bass player says, dude, think of the money. Think of the health plan. Boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick. Think of your family. Drummer says, I can't. And he lays down a monster fill. Stat-a-dome, stat-a-dome, stat-a-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Hey, boys, who did that?
We'll be right back. Guarda lì, dai treni in corsa si sbilanciano, in canottiera ti sorridono. Comedy, 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 ah, comedy, comedy orchestra illusa Napoli, e poi sgridata Minneapoli, comedy, comedy, don jour, ta-da-da-dam, ta-da-da-dam, ta-da-da-da-da-da-da, ta-da-da-da-da-da-zam, la comedy don jour. La comédie de ta vie, la comédie, la comédie, la comédie, la comédie. La 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 la. Ma cos'è? La luce è piena di vertigine, sguardo di donna che ti fulmina. Comedy, 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 ah, comedy, antica amante vista Napoli, con lontanissimi binocoli. Comedy, comedy, don jour. Parlami, dunque il ricordo si semplifica nel suono dolce d'infelice qui. Comedy, 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 ah, comedy, comedy orchestra che precipita in un ventilatore al Grand Hotel. Comedy, comedy, don jour. Za ta da dem, ta dem, ta da da ta ta dem, ta da ta da ta ta dem. La comédie don jour, la comédie de ta vie, la comédie, la comédie, la comédie, la comédie. La 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 la.
Bla 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 bla. That's vibraphonist, trombonist, pianist, Italian music hero Paolo Conte with the title track Comedia from his 1986 French recording Acquaplano.
Now, if you do not understand Italian, the English translation on Google does not make the lyrical intent of this song any clearer. I tried to do that for you folks. I went in there, I found the lyrics, I cut them out, I threw them into Google Translate, I read them, I thought I would impress you with my deep understanding of Italian philosophy. I couldn't understand a thing in English. I love the way he sings the chorus. Well, maybe sing is not the word. I love the way he mumbles the chorus. When I produce singers, I always tell them, do not enunciate too clearly. I do not think I would have given that counsel to Paulo if I had been producing his session. You're listening to Road Stories on Jazz FM. My name's Matt Zimbel. Here's a record that came out last week. Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop. The CD's called Abundance, and it features Tara Davidson on alto, soprano, and flute, William Kern on bone, Joel Fram on tenor, Adrian Ferrugia on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and Ernesto on the kit. I love the way this track plays with your head. You think you know where they're going, and then they say, oh yeah, smart guy, not so fast. We're going here. Tricked you. But it's lovely. This is the Harold Arlen tune, My Shining Hour by Turboprop.
Thank you. can't wait to see her face again. She's been waiting a long, long time. Ride this old train in New Orleans. Gonna ride it. I'm gonna ride it. I'm gonna ride it. Yes, I'm gonna ride it. Gonna ride this train. Yes, I am.
If you're just joining us, the show's called Road Stories. My name's Matt Zimbel. The last set started off with a cut from the new turboprop record, Abundance, followed by the Montreal band West Trains, led by Eric West Millett. Now, Eric's a bass player, producer, arranger, and composer, but he's also a train nut. He travels the world by train, and when he does, he captures all kinds of sound from his trips. And when he comes back to Montreal, he writes the music to go with that experience, and then he incorporates all the sound design. What's fascinating about Eric is that he also built a train. So he took a golf cart, he kind of made it look like a locomotive, and then he built 5 cars on dollies, and he, for each of his band members, he built like a station. So they have all this beautiful found art on their station. Their instruments are locked down to each of the different dollies, and this train actually travels through a crowd and plays. They have a sound system right on the it's quite remarkable. They've done some pretty major festivals, the New Orleans Jazz Festival. They've done Montreal a few times. In fact, they closed the festival in Montreal for 30,000 people in 2017. And following West Trains, we heard a short track from Tower of Power called East Bay. Now, Tower of Power gets a lot of play in the Manteca Back Lounge on the bus, which is what you would expect from a band that has 3 horns. And from 1970, before that, we heard Traffic from the John Barleycorn Must Die record with the tune Glad, Stevie Winwood on keys, drummer Jim Capaldi, and Chris Wood on woodwinds. Winwood is a bit of a hero to band leaders, as I believe he coined the phrase pertaining to musician call times for rehearsals and shows. It goes thusly: if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you're fired. To this day, one of the best concerts I ever saw was not even a concert, it was a rehearsal. In 1998, Winwood, Tito Puente, and Arturo Sandoval put together a touring show called Latin Crossings for a tour of 12 festivals in Europe. Their first show was in Montreal, and this is where they rehearsed. Andre Menard, the artistic director of the Montreal Jazz Festival, invited me to see the final rehearsal at Club Soda. There were about 50 people invited, and I was one of the lucky 50. It was an incredible concert. It was an incredible rehearsal. It was the best rehearsal I've ever seen. Here's the British artist Laura Mavula with a tune called That's All Right from her 2013 debut CD called Sing to the Moon. Is it jazz? Well, she was invited to play at the Montreux Jazz Festival, where one critic called her music gospedelic.
Alright. Tell me who made you the center of the universe.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Road Stories on Jazz FM. My name's Matt Zimbel. Here's a tune I love, from an artist I love. No, I mean that. I love her. Like, as in full disclosure, we live in the same house together. We met 10 years ago and started taking a fancy to each other. Doesn't that phrase make me sound old? Heavens to Murgatroyd, I really took a fancy to her. And after we'd been seeing each other for a couple of weeks, she shyly gave me a copy of her CD. And I remember being scared of the CD. I remember looking at it and seeing her pretty face on the cover, and I left it on a pile of CDs for a few days, and I just kept thinking, what happens if I adore her but can't stand her music? That's awkward. Is there like a love advice column for musicians you can write for counsel on these type of matters? So I nervously put the CD on. The first vocal starts on bar 17. And by beat 3 of bar 17, I was in love. Still am. From her 2004 CD Break and Enter, the song's called Here's to You, featuring Scott Marshall on tenor sax. This is Lynn Tremblay.
Here's to you for hanging in when I'm blue. Déjà vu, voilà les blues sont revenus. I suppose you think I'm a bore for moaning francophone in the swing.
Oh, mon minou, que je t'adore. is to make a lot of money and give it all away. To take my mind off the tangerine color of your soupy taste. Beggars can't be choosy if they don't know how to serve. You got a different phone number and a lot of nerve. Some days I feel tangerine, some days I miss you.
That was Molly Johnson with Tangerine from her Messin' Around CD. And before that, Lynn Tremblay with Here's to You. Lynn has a new record coming out in the spring of 2019. And Molly Johnson released her most recent record in May of this year, and it's called Meaning to Tell You. Like every one of her records, it's wonderful. I love her voice, her timbre, her attitude. It's like she's a communicator first and a singer second. Like she's so casual in the way that she delivers things. Instead of having something to say, she has something to sing. I have big respect for Molly Johnson. She's a powerhouse. She gets stuff done. She brings people together. In French, we would call her a rassembleur. She founded and runs the Kensington Market Jazz Festival here in Toronto. She's raised bag loads of money for charities, and she's made some mighty fine recordings. That track featured Colleen Allen on flute and bass clarinet. Colleen plays with us in Manteca, and she too is a monster musician to work with and an amazing person to hang with. Now I have to tell you my Molly Johnson road story. In the 90s, CBC radio host Peter Zosky put together a show on his program, Morningside, to raise money for the Red River flood disaster in Manitoba. I was part of the house band, and Molly was on the show, which was live to air for, I think, 6 hours. Molly had just given birth to her first son, Otis. I think he was like a few days old at that point. And as any good new mother would do, she brought Otis to the live radio session. As it turns out, I was not playing on one of Molly's tunes, so she passes me the baby to hold during her tune. Now, we're live on the radio. Otis's head is about 6 inches away from my percussion mics. I'm praying, and I'm chanting into Otis's ear, "Don't cry, baby. Don't cry, baby. Don't cry." And he didn't. In fact, the baby rocked. And I was nominated for the Babysitting During a Live Broadcast Award at the Junos that year. But, you know, there were some really good people in the category, and, well, you know, it's just an honor to be nominated. From Paris, France, this is Sergeant Garcia with Si Yo Lego, Yo Lego.
Si no, Saudade, tristeza, romance, beleza, se foi como pólen de tão bela flor.
That was Bill Frisell with Big Shoe from his 2000 release, Good Dog, Happy Man. Before that, the great Toronto Brazilian artist, Aline Morales. It's time for us to head him up and move him out. I really enjoyed spending this hour with you. Holler at me at matt@jazz.fm. If you got road stories that won't get me all lawyered up, I want to hear them. Send them in. Big thanks to the Road Stories engineer, Chris Leon. My name's Matt Zimbel, and I hope we'll see you back here next week at the same time, in the same space. Be well.